New York, there's now a focus on workers who lost income during the last year because of COVID-19, but weren't eligible for unemployment or stimulus relief because they're undocumented. After protests by supporters, including a hunger strike, the state is offering one-time payments of up to $15,600 to the estimated 290,000 undocumented immigrants who lost jobs during the pandemic and can prove it. The $2.1 billion fund is by far the biggest of its kind in the country. Jessica Ramos is a New York State senator representing parts of Queens who helped lead the push for this fund. Senator Ramos, Republicans say there shouldn't be taxpayer money going to undocumented immigrants when legal residents are in need. But there was also a battle within your Democratic Party. Some worry this fund will haunt Democrats in future elections. So what was your argument for this fund?
You know, they've been out there peddling talking points against the Excluded Workers Fund, but they barely debated me or asked me about their concerns on the Senate floor. And I think most people realize what a huge economic stimulus it is to help anyone who is behind on rent and having trouble making ends meet in our communities, because that will create more disposable income and hopefully keep our economic corridors vibrant. But I do hear a lot of resentment. Oh, you know, why are you utilizing my tax dollars to help these folks? It's actually their tax dollars too. In fact, in 2019, undocumented New Yorkers contributed $1.4 billion in state taxes. This fund is just $2.1 billion and is a one-time fund.
Well, but you also make the point that it's, you know, it's an integrated financial system. They will also be paying their bills, which helps other people in New York. And we know that this pandemic disproportionately affected poor communities and communities of color. In New York City alone, the Hispanic population had the highest death rate of ethnicities, 350 people for every 100,000. And we know partly that was because they were on the front lines. We're looking at banners during some of these protests saying our labor saved lives. These were people who were working.
That's right. These are people who were keeping, you know, clinics clean, who were working in hospitality, who have been working in construction throughout the pandemic. Look, unemployment was highest among the Latinx community at the peak of the pandemic. And so we have to account for those cracks that the federal wage replacement programs left. And I think that that's what's clear here, is that it's not actually not just for undocumented people. Most of these folks happen to be undocumented, but the program is actually for any worker that didn't qualify for a stimulus check, PUA, or unemployment insurance. And it doesn't do anyone any good if any neighbor is in dire straits and isn't able to keep up with their bills. A landlord doesn't care whether someone's undocumented. They care that they can make their mortgage payment.
So these were people who were working and then lost jobs and lost out on these payments. And they have to prove quite a few things, it seems, in order to get the payments. They have to show a utility bill or show that they paid their taxes. What are some of the things they have to show?
They have to prove three things. One is proof of identity. You have to prove residency. You have to have been living in New York before March 27th of 2020. That means if you just moved here, you won't be eligible for this. And then for that, you can utilize your utility bill, a bank statement, a letter from your homeless shelter even. Then you have to be able to prove loss of income, which is the whole point. So you can either show your taxes or you can provide other proofs of income, a wide range of things from pay stubs to letters from the employer to punch cards, everything that the court allows as evidence for loss of income in wage and hour violations.
Are you worried that since these people are undocumented, they will be afraid to come forward with all of that identification, which will show where they live?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, an unfortunate truth of living as an undocumented person, and I know what this is like because my parents were undocumented when I was a little girl, is to live in the shadows and be scared of interacting in the society surrounding you. We have to remember, New York State does not share this information with the federal government.
Yeah. New York State Senator Jessica Ramos on the new fund there to pay undocumented immigrants who lost their jobs during COVID and were not eligible for stimulus or unemployment. Senator, thank you.
All right. Thank you for having me.